part-time fanboy random news update.
Ian Scheller here with your part-time fanboy random news update, live from Hollywood, California, as they set up the premiere of Star Trek Into Darkness, which will be showing tonight in the Dolby Theater on Hollywood Boulevard.
Comics.
Thanos is back in Marvel's Infinity Number One, a six-issue miniseries debuting in August. And in case you've been living under a rock in the past few months, Valiant is back with new owners. Check out their site at ValiantUniverse.com. Some of their flagship titles include characters such as Exo Manowar, the Eternal Warrior, Shadow Man, and Archer and Armstrong.
And Ninjak Jack Jack Jack. What is a Ninjak?
Free Comic Book Day came and went, and if you missed it, check out Free Comic Book Day on Flickr to see a bunch of photos from this year's and previous Free Comic Book Day events.
Movies.
At the top of the box office, with a 78% fresh rating at RottenTomatoes.com, is Iron Man 3.
I am the Mandarin.
Currently grossing $72.5 million. Second at the box office at 49% is The Great Gatsby with $50.1 million. If you haven't already checked out Part-Time Fanboys podcast number 48, where the guys go into full detail about Iron Man 3, check it out. I'm definitely going to see this again, and maybe a third time. If I could go when no one's looking. Coming soon, Star Trek Into Darkness.
Netflix streaming.
Netflix will be releasing the new season of Arrested Development
on
May 24th. This after 7 years of the season hiatus, where it was originally produced at Fox. And that does it for the Part-Time Fanboy Random News Update. Stay locked to PartTimeFanboy.com for more podcasts, news, and fun. Christian, Paul, Corey, and me, I'm Ian Scheller. And for all the smelly Trekkies that are still sleeping on Hollywood Boulevard, hoping to catch a glimpse of Benjamin Cumberbatch's haircut, I'll see you when I see you.
Stinky Trekkies.